Here's some recent news that grabbed our attention. It's about Antarctica. Scientists have long warned that one part of the continent, the West Antarctic Ice Sheet, could potentially dump a massive amount of ice into the sea as global temperatures rise. But their warnings were generally about a future hundreds of years away. Now a new study suggests that future could be much closer. It found that melting of the West Antarctic ice sheet could add more than 3 feet to global sea level rise by just the end of the century. Now I know it can be hard to wrap your head around an idea like that, which is why we turn to a 30-year veteran of Antarctic research to help us imagine what the ice sheet is like and why it's such a threat. Robert Binchadler is a former NASA glaciologist, and he spoke with the world's environment reporter Carolyn Beeler.
The first thing to know about the West Antarctic ice sheet is that it's huge, a slab of ice the size of Europe.
When you first get off an airplane that has taken you out to the ice sheet, you've flown for hours.
Bob Binchadler says it's a long flight, even from the main U.S. base in Antarctica. All you see out the window the whole time is ice.
And you get out, and the first thing that always strikes me is that first breath of really cold air. The next thing I notice is just walking on the surface, it crunches. You get that audible sense that, I'm on the ice sheet.
Then Binchadler says, you notice the wind.
Because if there's a wind, it will chill you. And you'll notice which way the wind is coming from, and you'll probably turn your back to it and pull up your parka hood. And then you know you're kind of there on the ice sheet. In most areas of the ice sheet, you look around and you just see white, just a flat white expanse going off in all directions.
Most of the West Antarctic ice sheet is that flat white expanse. But around the edges, the ice suddenly meets the warmer ocean in a vertical cliff, and things get more interesting. Tiny cracks form in the ice as the shelf slides downward toward the sea. Those cracks widen into crevasses hundreds of feet deep. And every once in a while, huge chunks of ice slide off into the sea. Now, this kind of thing happens all around the poles. But the chunks are bigger in the West Antarctic. Think the size of Rhode Island. And the ice sheet is more of a problem when it comes to sea level rise because it's also incredibly unstable.
We knew 35, 40 years ago, 50 years ago, that it was sitting on a bed that's primarily below sea level. Turns out that means it was sitting on a bed that is layered in marine sediments, not hard bedrock.
So unlike most ice sheets, water can melt this one from below.
Part of it is that it melts the underside of these ice shelves, these last seaward extensions of the glaciers. It also involves water just filling up cracks within the ice, and bigger chunks of the ice shelf will calve off.
These calving events are dramatic when they happen. But usually, Binchadler says, the ice sheet is peaceful. White, flat, and boring. So boring, it disguises the threat.
You can't really feel this instability at all. Antarctica is so big that when we talk about this 1 meter rise in sea level as very likely by the end of this century, a 3 foot rise, that actually is just a 1% reduction in the size of the ice sheet.
Binchadler's retired now, and he spends a lot of his time doing outreach, explaining the link between melting ice and rising seas. And he says it's hard to explain to people why the ice sheet is such a threat when it looks so tranquil.
We can show them glaciers that have retreated markedly, and they get that. But we don't have real pictures to show them of these changes happening in the ice sheet that are actually at a much larger scale. That's part of the problem. You can't take a picture of some of these really large things.
But for Binchadler, when he was on the ice, its destructive potential was never far from his mind.
You are there in the midst of big nature. You get a better sense of your size. It's very much a sense of standing there and thinking about, this is the piece of ice that really matters. And it will, where I'm standing right now, impact the lives of people worldwide.
Robert Binshadler is a retired NASA scientist and an expert on the West Antarctic Ice Sheet. Our report was produced by the world's Carolyn Beeler, with sound recorded by audio artist Douglas Quinn.